All right, welcome back, everyone. So today's deep dive is going to be about something pretty wild. Have you ever heard of muon tomography?
Muon tomography. Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a mouthful,
It is.
but it's seriously cool stuff.
Yeah, I was reading up on it, and it sounds like something straight out of science fiction. I mean, we're talking about using particles from space to like see through solid objects.
It's basically like having X-ray vision, but way more powerful.
So maybe before we get too far into it, let's start with the basics. What exactly are muons?
Okay, so muons are, well, they're these tiny subatomic particles. They're kind of like the heavier, more energetic cousins of electrons.
Electrons, huh? Okay, so they're really, really small.
Yeah, super tiny. And they're created when cosmic rays, which are basically high energy particles from outer space, slam into the Earth's atmosphere.
So, like, these cosmic rays are constantly bombarding our planet.
Exactly, they're hitting us all the time. And when they collide with the atoms in our atmosphere, they create a shower of particles, including muons.
And these muons, they can like pass through stuff, like solid stuff.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. They can penetrate incredibly dense materials, like way better than X-rays can.
So how does that actually work? What makes them so good at going through things?
Well, it kind of complicated, but essentially it comes down to their energy and their interactions with matter. They don't interact as strongly with the atoms in materials as other particles do.
Ah, okay. So they're kind of like little ghost particles just zipping through everything.
Pretty much. And because they can pass through things like rock or even metal, we can use them to like map out what's inside those objects. That's what muon tomography is all about.
Okay, so that's where the tomography part comes in. How does that actually work? Like, how do we go from these tiny particles to seeing the inside of a volcano, for example?
Right. So basically, we set up detectors around the object that we want to study.
Okay.
And these detectors pick up the muons that have passed through the object.
Got it.
And then by looking at the patterns of how the muons are absorbed or scattered as they go through the object, we can build up a picture of what's inside.
Kind of like a shadow image, but with muons instead of light.
Exactly. So, for example, say we're looking at a volcano. If there's a big, dense magma chamber inside, fewer muons will make it through that area, right? So we'll see a sort of shadow in the data.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And by looking at those shadows, we can figure out the shape and location of whatever's inside.
Exactly. It's like creating a 3D map of the object's insides.
So this is all pretty mind-blowing, but I have to ask, what are some of the like practical applications of this, besides just being incredibly cool, of course?
There are tons of applications. For example, muon tomography has been used to study the inside of pyramids, like the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, wow. Like to find hidden chambers and stuff.
Exactly.
Wow.
Scientists were able to find a previously unknown void above the Grand Gallery using muon tomography. Pretty amazing, huh?
That's incredible. So we're talking about potentially discovering completely new things, not just seeing things we already knew about in more detail.
Yeah, both. Like, take that volcano example again. Muon tomography not only confirmed the existence of the magma chamber, but it also showed a previously unknown secondary chamber,
Oh, wow.
which could be super important for predicting future eruptions.
Yeah, that could be life-saving information. So it's not just about, satisfying our curiosity about what's inside things, but also about understanding potential dangers.
Right, exactly. It's a really powerful tool for understanding the world around us and potentially even protecting ourselves.
And are there any other areas where this is being used?
Oh, yeah, all sorts of things. They're using it in archaeology, geology, even in nuclear reactor inspection.
Nuclear reactors. That sounds intense.
Yeah, so they can use muons to check for cracks or damage in a reactor's core without having to shut the whole thing down. It's much safer and more efficient than traditional methods.
That's wild. So this is like cutting-edge technology with real-world impact.
Definitely. And the craziest thing is, we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with muon tomography.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what else we could discover. I mean, could we use this to like map underground aquifers to find new sources of water?
Definitely. Or to like analyze the internal structure of glaciers to track the effects of climate change. The possibilities are kind of endless.
This is seriously mind-blowing stuff. It's
Yeah.
amazing to think that these tiny particles from space could hold the key to understanding so much about our own planet.
It really is. It just shows you that there's so much more to discover, even in places we think we already know.
Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today.
I hope so.
And hey, next time you're looking up at the stars, just remember that those twinkling lights aren't just pretty to look at. They're also sending us these tiny messengers that can help us unlock some of the biggest secrets on Earth. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into muon tomography. We'll catch you next time.
To see ya.